Terrific win for the Gold Coast Suns yesterday over the GWS Giants. 2014-134 to the Giants. 13-16-94. Good crowd at Metricon Stadium too for a terrific day of footy. One man ripped the game to pieces. Tom Lynch was outstanding up forward with 5 goals and he joins us across the country on AFL Live. Tom, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, congratulations on the win yesterday. I guess it's a bit of a return to form for your boys. A good start to the year, and the last couple of weeks have had a couple of tougher results, but to be back and to be back in a big way like you were yesterday must have been very pleasing.
Yeah, definitely. It was. We sort of thought the effort was there last week against Melbourne, but we sort of just didn't finish off, which was good to finish off against GWS and have a good win.
Now, I'm always fascinated to know with the Suns list, there's so many good key talls and good key defenders. Is it pretty competitive for spots, or is it, do you work together quite well? Because seemingly yesterday, the keys were working beautifully.
Yeah, no, it's definitely healthy competition there with the backs and forward spot. But Charlie Dixon's been out lately, so it's sort of just been falling on Sam and I. But I think he'll be back next week, which will be good to help us up forward. But yeah, it's good starting to play a few games together with Sam, so getting that sort of good relationship that you need.
Now, the Gold Coast Suns are obviously a year ahead of the GWS Giants, but we hear reliably, and Nick Riewoldt's here in the AFL Live commentary box this afternoon, we hear reliably that the GWS Giants like to have a bit to say out there. Is that the feeling from you? Do they tend to get on the yap a bit?
Yeah, I think they, ever since they came in, I think Sheedy sort of warmed them up and made sure they had a bit to say, so... but. Well, they got a bit quiet yesterday later on, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too much for them to talk about yesterday. Midfield dominance from the Gold Coast Suns. It was one of the highlights of the game was the fact that your midfield of O'Meara, Ablett, David Swallow, Dion Prestia got on top. Dion Prestia in particular, Tom, is someone who's really stepping out of the shadows of Gary Ablett. And he's had a terrific start to this year.
Yeah, definitely. Those boys were great in there. He sort of, they run all day, those boys. They've had a great pre-season with Swallow, Prestia, and Amira and Ablett, obviously, they sort of they set the tone in there and they play well together yesterday, and it was good to get a bit of service up forward.
From Guy McKenna's perspective, how's obviously he feeling? To get back to winning form is good form, but, I mean, it, as I said, been a tough couple of weeks, but you've been there and done it before, really, you boys. You've had to work your way up the ladder and working your way up now, but how's he been over the last couple of weeks? Still the same sort of constant message?
Yeah, sort of. Well, last week we thought we played fairly well. We just didn't finish off. We missed easy goals, and it was just pretty. Although we got the win, it was sort of disappointing the way we probably should have run away with it a bit better. And obviously against Hawthorn, they gave us a bit of touch up, which was we thought that's sort of what we haven't been like all to pre-season to date. But it was good to finally get back and sort of have a good team performance.
And Tom, you take on North Melbourne next Sunday at Etihad Stadium. Another big test for your footy club.
Yeah, massive game for us. We got the bye the week after, so it'd be great to head in the bye with 5-2. But we know that they beat Freo day before us, so it's going to be a massive test for us. And down at Etihad, we sort of haven't had a big scalp in Melbourne. We play better up here. We got to be better than that now, and hopefully have a good win down there.
Well, Tom, you're a good morning, some Peninsula boy. Always love chatting to a boy from the south, and best of luck next week. It's going to be a massive test for your footy club. And thanks for joining us here on AFL Live.
No worries. Thanks for having me.